Yep, time for some election reform here in the great state of Texas. Joining us, State Representative Briscoe Kane. Welcome, sir. I know that that bill that you all passed in the Senate, of course, went to the House, and in typical fashion, there have been changes and amendments, 20 from what I understand. Is there anything in there that concerns you about the amendments made in the House?
Well, quick correction. I'm just a lowly House member, but look, so the corrections aren't concerning. Here's may sound odd, but this is kind of part of the process, and it's now going to be going to a conference committee. Both chambers will appoint 5 members, and then we come and essentially almost rewrite the bill. All the language from the Senate, all the language from the House are open for negotiation. Things can be removed and changed, and now we make a bill together.
Gee, isn't that the way the legislature is supposed to work?
Yeah, supposed to.
So, it's a good thing.
Okay. You feel confident. Well, I guess there's one of the curious things that I'm really curious about is whether or not you have heard, because you're so personally involved in this, have you heard from any Texas corporations to air with you concerns over this bill? Because more and more of the woke corporations, even the ones here in Texas, seem inclined to speak out over things like this.
No, I haven't talked to some. I have talked to some that were thinking about making a statement, but they didn't. So I don't want to name them. But let's just say there were plenty that, thought they wanted to be bold and they were talked off the ledge, rightfully so.
This is an inside baseball question, but at this point in a bill, how much role do lobbyists play?
On this kind of subject, the lobbyists aren't getting to play any kind of role. There's not much money in election, paper and things. This isn't where it's at, man.
Of all the things that are in the bill, Representative, I keep wanting to give you a raise, by the way. You just better, I can't seem to get that out of my head, so you might want to run for the Senate. That might be a sign to you.
Hoity-toity over there.
You don't need that, right? At this point, what are the most important parts of this bill as far as you're concerned to ensure voting integrity here in Texas?
Well, this thing, I think, essentially will probably stop ballot harvesting. What I actually like to call it is vote trafficking, because it's a much better term to really get to the minds of what's really going on, because it's the exchange, it's the collection of votes for money. And I think we're probably going to essentially end that in Texas.
Not a moment too soon.
Amen. So when does this go up for a final vote, do you think?
Well, you expect to be seeing what we call a conference committee report, which is kind of the final bill in the next few days, probably really Monday. And then it's going to go up for a vote on the floor. That could be within a few days of that. So stay tuned anytime within the next week to 8 days. Legislature only has something like, 18 days left. But it'll happen quick.
Okay.
We'll get it done.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. That is State Representative Briscoe Kane here on News Radio 740 KTRH.